Higher Balance presents Navigation of Children, Part 1 of 1.
Since we were on the, there are some Stars participants ask how should they raise their kids.
How should they raise their kids?
Yeah, they want them to start meditate, and they want to, you know, how are they going to make them white cells per se, because they have the notion that they want their kids to be white cells, you know.
You know, I think that the best way to make your children more spiritual is to make them more aware of sociological programming. And to see that, you know, TV is a sociological programmer. And to understand that monkey see, monkey do. And the books that you choose to show them are about leadership and following and mimicking and going to the beat of your own drum, and to recognize patterns. Patterns that are imposed on us. You know, the policeman's always good, the this and that is this way or that way. That as human beings, our brains are designed to organize in a tagging method. And I think that it's the hardest thing to do, because it's very hard to do even for us, because we're so inundated with this way of thinking. It's hard to think outside of the box. I would probably give them puzzles that are like box puzzles, wood ones, three-dimensional ones, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would explain, you know, life to them in the aspect of you know, plant life, tree life, stuff like that. I would be honest with them about biological life. And, you know, not tell them about storks or this and that. I would let them understand things probably earlier on. Because one of the biggest frustrations, I think, for a white cell is that during our youth, we're very frustrated. And I think intelligent people are frustrated because we have an opinion, we have something to say, and elders have a sense of you're a kid, you don't know anything. And they kind of, like, quell you down. And a lot of times when you do have questions that maybe are intellectual, I don't think they can understand the intellectualness of your question, and they almost punish you for asking. So I would say that you have to be consistently aware as much as you can, you know. Quiet moments, not making quiet moments, but sitting with your children looking at a field. Sitting, looking at the stars, pondering, create pondering on the vastness of the universe and the microness of micro life. Create things to show them that difference. That you don't want to ask the question, you want them to come to you with the question. But there is no real simple answer. Next.
That was a great question, I thought. Okay, in one of the courses, you actually are very thorough in explaining how having the right people around you makes all the difference in the world, but this is really pointed at...
Let me stop you on that. You asked me a question earlier, Bart, about what would you teach your kids. You know what I would try to remember to teach my kids? What does it feel like? That's what I would teach them. When they do something bad to somebody else, what does it feel like? When they steal from somebody, what does it feel like to be having something stolen from you? What does death feel like? What does life feel like? What does that tree feel like? That's how you can make a white cell awaken very young. It's to be conscious of those choices and those things, and to learn to be more aware, because I think it makes you a much better person. I think that's the ultimate answer. If somebody was to ask me, how do I make my child more spiritual, I would say, teach them to ask themselves to feel inside of themselves, to look at something and say, how would that make me feel? How does that feel? In so doing, we don't do damage to something, because most people can hurt something, but they don't feel for whatever they're hurting. They just feel what it is to gain the control, the power. And instead of what does it feel like to be on the opposite end, and that's what makes us really go, wow, I wouldn't want to feel like, why would I want to do that to something else? I think that's what creates spiritual growth. One last thing, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
everything
no.
that we have in this dimension is externalized. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Our five senses are all externalized for the most part. That's why spiritual is internalizing something external to, it's like, what does it feel like to not be able to feel like being in that person? I can recreate it through my own awareness and understanding of it. Only then can I understand something that my five senses can't necessarily show me. My mind, my sixth sense, my consciousness has to create that in me to reflect on that thought. I think a lot of times we understand hurt only when we get hurt. It's always funny to watch somebody else get hurt. And then when you get hurt, it's not so funny anymore. Get it?
Yeah.
I think that children see things, but they see it and they know it's not good or they know it's bad. But the only reason they know that is because they can relate to it themselves. They've fallen from the bicycle at some point. They've been bullied by somebody. You know what I'm saying? So either they're mimicking it or whatever. So the point is, if you can emphasize reflecting, you know, you can really turn it into a very powerful tool for growth for children. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try that one more time.
With the last subject, what kind of experiences would you push for in a child? Like what kind of exposure to what things would you value?
I would say one of the biggest things is human values. I think racism. I think that, you know, if you're white, there is a certain level of arrogance, of superiorness. And I think that you need to reflect, what if you were black? What how would you feel? What would you think? And how would you cope with feeling that from other people without it being said? I mean, these are things that aren't said, but I think every black person can feel it. Okay? I think that in a society, it's projected to them in magazines. It's like being gay or transvestite or so. I think that they need to at first not take on at early age the silent racist programming. That in order to truly be spiritually grow, you have to have this part in your heart that doesn't see the physical color of a person or the nature of their exterior personality that they project as being the core of who they are. That immediately sets a standard for your consciousness that you limit your capacity to grow by immediately setting standards on the people around you. You know, I often say that, you know, it's no wonder why aliens will never come to visit us. I mean, you know, there's so many different species that probably intermate and look different colors. We just barely getting over race. I mean, if you go to India, they still have segregation for different clans. And here we can't even accept gay people or transvestites, and we've got the white supremacists, and we've got so many hatefulness for our own species instead of compassion and understanding for different complexities in our own nature. How can we ever expect something far beyond us in their biological environments and how their societies are structured? So I think the first thing is that I would teach them, if you were, you know, this girl or this boy, can you imagine what it would be like to see the world from their eyes? This creates an immense amount of perspective, and compassion immediately. And to realize that there isn't one set of bad people, you know, for a race, that no race is perfect, that they all have their hate and their spite. And it is human beings that we first must learn to get along with as our brothers and sisters. So this is teach your kids to communicate and to get along and to be compassionate and to be kind is one of the first qualities I would want to teach, is their social skills and their social understanding. After I've kind of started that, the other things that I would do is probably artistically have them look greater at their ability to use their five senses. Instead of just letting them exist and discover things on their own, I would want to introduce them to art and to sound and to different things, to expose them and explain, which is even more important, why this one instrument is different than that instrument. I would want them to hear a violin playing live in front of them at a young age. I would want them to feel the sound reverberating off their skin and how it makes them feel emotionally. I would want to introduce textures that they may not take the time to think about. I mean, they may have textures in nature, but, you know, a child will always remember the moment they pick up a feather and they can feel the feather. You don't remember when you do it, but you remember the experience of it. Well, how much better would it be if you could accelerate or introduce those things at even an earlier age than what you would have came upon them naturally? Do you follow what I'm trying to say? So I would want to expose them to more things or talk about those things.